time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Oh, the good, the bad, and the dumb as we continue on a Wednesday. Let's get the good of the day. Because, man, we've been talking a lot about John Madden this morning. And there's a lot of good to his life. Well, let's get the good of the day and the good, the bad, and the dumb.
All right, the good of the day. We got to talk about an ex-NFL quarterback, Matt Flynn.
Oh, Matt Flynn. Okay.
Yeah. So he took to Twitter the other day, I believe yesterday or the day before that, made somewhat of a little joke about, you know, because all these quarterbacks are dropping like flies.
Yeah.
But he's like, you know what? I should come back.
Why not?
I'm going to start training today. But, of course, you know, you have the haters out there, and he was met almost instantaneously with a tweet saying, yeah, you remember when you played with Seattle and you took all that money?
Yeah.
To which his only response was, yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I don't think, it's a troll when you comment on a guy becoming wealthy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that's a bad thing.
It always reminds me, there was a tweet out there once where somebody attacked Frankie Muniz. Remember, you know, the child actor?
Yeah.
Saying, hey, you know, God, you're such a terrible actor. And his response was, yeah, but having $40 million at 19 doesn't suck.
Yeah, it doesn't. I know, seriously. I mean,
what are you going to do with these guys?
There's nothing you can do. Right? There's nothing. That's great.
Yeah. I'm glad. I mean, you know, you got to have a sense of humor. You got to have thick skin. I mean, he could have, you know, obviously Matt Flynn could have gone the wrong way and be like, oh, I can still throw a ball over a mountain better than you could, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, just, you know, yeah, that was awesome. I got all that money.
I think it was an LSU quarterback, Matt Flynn.
Yes.
Yeah. One of them, either him or Matt Mock, one of them became a dentist. I can't remember which one.
I'm going to say the other one because
I think it was the other one because this guy became an NFL quarterback.
Yeah, that's what he became an NFL quarterback. I mean, he was a journeyman. He bounced around from one team after another. But, you know, he has a Super Bowl ring, too.
Yeah. That's right. He did. He did get
one. With the Seahawks, right?
Seahawks, I think. Yeah. That's great.
So, yep. Good on Matt Flynn.
Yeah, good. All right, so what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is kind of a twofer under one school, and that's Notre Dame quarterbacks have not been faring very well as of lately.
Okay.
So, quirky little stats after, why am I blanking? Ian Book made his start.
Yes, it was terrible, but
yeah, it was terrible.
Nobody was on his team.
But it just, a couple stats that came out of that no Notre Dame quarterback has won his start since Brady Quinn.
Wow.
That's
now,
over the
Brady
last
Quinn
30
drafted?
Years.
2006, 5?
Yeah, 2000, I mean, in the early 2000s, Brady Quinn, he was the last quarterback to win his first start.
Wow.
No Notre Dame quarterback since then. But to take it a step further, no Notre Dame quarterback has completed a forward pass since 2006.
Oh, come on, really?
And not only that, well, actually, I'm sorry, I got to rephrase that. No Notre Dame player has completed a forward pass since 2006 because the one in 2006 came from a punter.
Oh, my goodness.
But no quarterback has completed a forward pass since Joe Montana in 1994.
Oh, wow.
And don't we put like Notre Dame quarterback like almost on a pedestal?
Yeah, but
in a way.
We have, but think in the last 20 years. How many can you name?
True.
Like Brady Quinn.
Yeah.
Like that's pretty much it. Like Ian Book maybe, but he not.
Well, that's
just
because he just started.
Like who was the quarterback when Notre Dame played Alabama for the national? Not going to be here any longer.
I got a few names for you.
All right.
How about Jimmy Clausen?
Oh, I remember Jimmy Clausen. Now Jimmy Clausen was drafted by the Carolina Panthers.
Yes.
All right, so Jimmy Clausen.
And then there are the next four quarterbacks on this list never had a career pass attempt in the NFL.
Goodness gracious.
That's Dane Chris, Tommy Reese, Everett Golson, Malik Zaire.
Yeah, was it Malik Zaire that was the quarterback against Alabama? One of them was. I don't remember.
Yeah.
I remember A.J. McCarron for Alabama.
Yep.
Because it was a route, but I can't remember who was on the other side of the ball for Notre Dame. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, Joe Theismann, Joe Montana, Rick Meyer. There was Ron Paulus, who Beano Cook said would win three Heisman trophies. Ron Paulus, he didn't win one. but nevertheless, who was the quarterback? Tony Rice was the quarterback for Notre Dame when they beat West Virginia in the late 80s for the national championship. So, yeah, there was some big-name quarterbacks. But in the last 20 years, I think I could name one or two. That Jimmy Clausen, you reminded me of.
Yeah, I remember Jimmy Kaiser. Clausen.
DeShone Kizer, yeah, I remember
him.
That's
another one.
But off the top of my head, I couldn't remember him.
You remember Brandon Wimbush?
No.
I don't. That's an actual name.
It is. See, I don't remember him. So, yeah.
But yeah, they just haven't fared well. I don't know. I mean, maybe
they need a five-star signal caller.
Maybe Notre Dame needs Marcus
Freeman brings him in.
Yeah, maybe he does, or maybe Notre Dame goes like, maybe we should loosen up our how strict it is to get into our school.
Ooh, that's a tough sell. Those Notre Dame people pride themselves on their school being elite. It's like Vanderbilt. I didn't realize Vanderbilt. Like Vanderbilt people love the fact that Vanderbilt's a hard school to get into. They love it. They love it because it makes them feel like they've accomplished something.
So how do they graduate the best baseball team year in and year out?
I know, right? But they go, you know what? It's hard to get into Vanderbilt, and here's the deal with Vanderbilt. It's like when you feel like when you graduate there, it's like not everybody can do it.
Yeah.
Because it's true. Like, you know? So I couldn't really sell that with South Carolina. It wasn't exactly the hardest school to get into when I went to South Carolina.
No.
You know, but so
maybe right, soon. Maybe sooner it will be.
What's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day, I've never been in this position. I hope to never be in this position. I know you're the same way. But I don't know how to think of it. I can go two ways on this, but the dumb of the day is that Kanye West just bought the house directly across the street from Kim Kardashian.
Oh, okay. I can see the double edge of that story.
I mean, good on him because they have kids together. That, you know, you want to be close to your kids. I find that admirable. I find that awesome. I don't know directly. I mean, when I say directly, I mean it's literally right across the street. And he paid $500,000 more for the house than he needed to.
Yeah, I can only imagine those negotiations. Like, if you were selling your house and you knew across the street there lived Kim Kardashian and a certain Kanye West wanted to buy your home and put an offer, wouldn't you sort of up the price knowing... Let's just feel out the desperation on how badly he wants this particular property.
I mean, he put down, it was a $4.5 million home. He gave them $400,000 cash as his down payment.
That's awesome. What kind of, how? Like, and what, I guess how does it come?
I don't know. Briefcases,
suitcase,
right?
Briefcase, duffel bag. What? Like, how does it come? Like, when you're giving somebody $400,000 in cash, do you bring it in an armored truck? Like, what do you do?
Do you have handcuffs? Are you, like, handcuffed to the suitcase? Right. Briefcase? But I guess it's a bit of a fixer-upper, so he's not moving in right away. He's going to tear down the house and rebuild something in, you know, that fits more of Kanye West. But would you, I mean, I understand the kid aspect, but I would not want to live across the street from my ex-wife.
Does Kim Kardashian put her house on the market now, or does she wait until he's invested a lot of money into that
one? Fully moved in. You know,
he fully moved in.
He put welcome mats. He has welcome mats on the doorstep, and she puts out a for sale sign.
Hope you get a good return on this investment, Kanye, because I'm leaving.
God, can you imagine? I mean, is Kanye just going to be sitting at the front window?
Right, staring across the street.
Yeah. She's a car coming home. Somebody's
dropping
her off.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
That's the part that would bother me.
Is she dating Pete Davidson?
I know.
Is that what's happening? God, Pete Davidson.
I don't get him at all. That's like a universal dumb of the day.
He must be a hypnotist or something. Yeah. I don't know what he does.
Listen, I know, you know, we've heard the thing, women like a sense of humor.
Right.
But, I mean, that much? That.
Okay. Yeah, we always hear, like, women like money, women like humor. They also like good-looking guys, too.
Yeah.
So this one's not coming together. Although, I don't know. I know some young girls, and they tell me Pete Davidson's very, very attractive. So I guess there's something to him.
I mean, there's like a bad boy edge to him, right?
Right, I guess
so. I guess that's it. I don't know.
Unbelievable. All right, that's a good, the bad, and the dumb. Again, Chip Towers is going to join us, Atlanta Journal-Constitution. We'll talk Georgia football. I'm fascinated by this interview because that really was a shellacking by Alabama in the SEC title game. And they've got to regroup. They had about a month to do so, a little less than a month to do so. We'll talk to him coming up at 40 past as we continue. And also looking at the life of John Madden as we continue to do that this morning on SportsMap Radio.